Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Before focusing on today's ag issue, I want to pay tribute to Clayton Yeider. Clayton passed away Saturday, March the 4th, age 86. Having served as U.S. Trade Ambassador, Secretary of Agriculture for Presidents Reagan and Bush, Clayton Yeider, a good friend and champion for the ag industry and the country. He will be missed. Today, I want to raise some questions about organic food products. The organic market continues to grow. Organic supporters have been able to convince many consumers that organic is healthier, safer, more sustainable. But it is not. And now, many organic producers are calling for a checkoff program to fund research and promotion of their product. We have checkoff programs for pork and milk, beef, and so forth, but the programs promote all pork, including Duroc hogs, Opolan China hogs, all breeds. Same is true with dairy. The program promotes all dairy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has jurisdiction over the national organic programs, as it does over all of the checkoff programs. So here is the risk. An organic checkoff program could raise millions of dollars and be used to mislead the public into thinking that organic is better, safer, more nutritional than conventional raised crops. And here's my point. I don't think the U.S. Department of Agriculture should be a partner and supporter of a program to discourage adoption of modern agricultural technology, including biotechnology. Our ag industry is productive, efficient, and sustainable. We don't want to go back to farming like my grandfather with weedy crops and low yields, 80 bushel per acre corn. If I wanted to be selfish about the whole question, I would encourage more organic farming. Why? Because production would be cut by one-third or one-half, and then we would have less corn, less soybeans, less pork on the market, and mine would be worth more money. We need to make science-based decisions. We don't need to be funding more false and misleading claims. Now, that really is fake news. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.